Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chase Meadroth. Batting second. The third baseman, Miguel Vargas. Batting third. The designated hitter, Josh Palacios. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Luis Robert. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joshua Rojas. Batting sixth. The catcher, Edgar Cuero. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tim Elko. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Brooks Baldwin. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Michael Taylor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jonathan Cannon. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pete Crow Armstrong. Batting second. The right fielder, Kyle Tucker. Batting third. The left fielder, Seiya Suzuki. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Michael Busch. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carson Kelly. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Dansby Swanson. Batting seventh. The designated hitter, Moises Ballesteros. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Nico Horner. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Vital Brujan. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Colin Aurier. And now, play ball. Chase Meadroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Meadroth hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Meadroth is safe at second with a double. Miguel Vargas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vargas hits a line drive towards right. Tucker is there to make the catch. Meadroth moves to third. One out. Josh Palacios is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Palacios hits a line drive towards left field. Suzuki makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Crow Armstrong is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Crow Armstrong hits a line drive into center field. That ball is in the gap. Crow Armstrong rounds second base and makes it to third with a triple. Kyle Tucker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tucker softly hits a ground ball towards first. Elko fields it and makes the out, unassisted. One out. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Suzuki hits a fly ball towards left. Baldwin makes the catch for the out. Crow Armstrong scores. That's a sacrifice fly. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Mike Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Busch hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Carson Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Busch, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Carson Kelly batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Kelly hits a fly ball towards right. Taylor is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Robert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robert hits a fly ball towards right. Tucker is there to make the catch. One out. Josh Rojas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rojas hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Rojas is out. Two outs. Edgar Cuero is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cuero hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Tim Elko is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Elko hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Elko is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dansby Swanson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Swanson hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Swanson is out. One out. Moises Ballesteros is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ballesteros hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Ballesteros is out. Two outs. Nico Horner is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Horner hits a fly ball towards center. Robert makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brooks Baldwin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Baldwin is called out on strikes. One out. Michael Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Taylor strikes out swinging. Two outs. Chase Meadroth is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Meadroth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Meadroth hits a fly ball towards right. Tucker is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Vidal Bruhan is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bruhan hits a short pop-up towards third. Vargas makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Crow Armstrong is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Crow Armstrong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Crow Armstrong hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Vargas makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kyle Tucker is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Miguel Vargas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vargas is 0-for-1 in the game. Vargas hits a drive into left center field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's White Sox, 1, Cubs, 1. Josh Palacios is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Palacios is 0-for-1 in the game. Palacios hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Palacios is out. One out. Luis Robert is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Robert is 0-for-1 in the game. Robert hits a line drive towards center. Crow Armstrong makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Josh Rojas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Suzuki is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Suzuki is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a line drive deep towards center. Robert makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carson Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Cubs 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Edgar Cuero is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cuero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. That is ball 4. Cuero is on with a walk. Tim Elko is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Elko is 0-for-1 in the game. Elko hits a ground ball towards short. Swanson throws to second to get Cuero. Elko is on first. One out. Brooks Baldwin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baldwin is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Baldwin is on with a walk. Elko moves to second. Michael Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ground ball to short. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a fly ball towards center. Robert makes the catch for the out. One out. Moises Ballesteros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ballesteros is 0 for 1 in the game. Ballesteros hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Taylor is there to make the catch. Two outs. Nico Horner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Horner is 0 for 1 in the game. Horner hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Horner is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Cubs 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chase Meadreth is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Meadreth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Meadreth hits a short pop-up towards first. Bush makes the catch for the out. One out. Miguel Vargas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vargas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vargas hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Drew Pomeranz replaces Colin Arie as pitcher. Andrew Vaughn pinch hits for Josh Palacios batting third. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn hits a fly ball towards left. Suzuki makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Robert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Robert is 0 for 2 in the game. Robert hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Vargas moves to second. Lenin Sosa pinch hits for Joshua Rojas batting fifth. Lenin Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sosa is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenin Sosa moves from pinch hitter to second baseman. Vidal Bruhan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bruhan is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruhan hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Pete Crow Armstrong is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crow Armstrong is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Crow Armstrong hits a ground ball into right field. That will be extra bases. Crow Armstrong is safe at second with a double. Bruhan scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Tag play challenged by CHW manager, Will Venable original call upheld upon review. Kyle Tucker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Baldwin commits an error. Tucker is safe at first. Crow Armstrong moves to third. Steven Wilson replaces Jonathan Cannon as pitcher. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Suzuki hits a fly ball towards center. Robert makes the catch for the out. Crow Armstrong scores. That's a sacrifice fly. One out. It's 3-1, Cubs. Mike Bush is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Tucker scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Carson Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swanson is 0 for 2 in the game. Swanson hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Elko makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ryan Pressly replaces Drew Pomeranz as pitcher. Edgar Cuero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cuero hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Cuero is out. One out. Tim Elko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Elko is 0 for 2 in the game. Elko hits a ball towards short. Swanson can't make the play in time. Elko gets a base hit. Brooks Baldwin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baldwin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baldwin hits a ground ball towards the mound. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the White Sox 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Brandon Isert replaces Steven Wilson as pitcher. Justin Turner pinch hits for Moises Ballesteros batting 7th. Justin Turner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Turner strikes out swinging. 1 out. Nico Hoerner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoerner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoerner hits a ground ball into left field. That will be extra bases. Hoerner is safe at second with a double. Vital Bruhan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruhan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bruhan hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Hoerner scores. It's 5-1, Cubs. Pete Crow Armstrong is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crow Armstrong is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Crow Armstrong strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Kyle Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. Tucker hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Bruhan moves to third. Miguel Castro replaces Brandon Isert as pitcher. Seiya Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 0 for 1 in the game. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. That is ball 4. Suzuki is on with a walk. Tucker moves to second. Mike Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bush is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bush hits a fly ball towards right. Taylor is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brad Keller replaces Ryan Pressly as pitcher. Nicky Lopez replaces Vital Bruhan as third baseman batting 9th. Michael Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor strikes out swinging. 1 out. Chase Meadroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meadroth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Meadroth hits a ground ball towards first. Bush fields it and makes the out, unassisted. 2 outs. Miguel Vargas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vargas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vargas is hit by the pitch. Vargas is on first. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball towards right. Tucker is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the White Sox 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Carson Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball towards left. Baldwin makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dansby Swanson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swanson is 0 for 3 in the game. Swanson hits a ball towards third. Vargas can't make the play in time. Swanson gets a base hit. Justin Turner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 1 in the game. Turner hits a fly ball towards right. Taylor is there to make the catch. 2 outs. Nico Hoerner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Swanson, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Nico Hoerner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoerner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hoerner hits a ground ball into left field. That will be extra bases. Hoerner is safe at second with a double. Swanson scores. It's 6-1, Cubs. Nicky Lopez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lopez hits a line drive towards left field. Baldwin makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Julian Merriweather replaces Brad Keller as pitcher. Luis Robert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Robert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robert hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Robert is safe at second with a double. Lenin Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sosa is 0 for 1 in the game. Sosa hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Robert moves to third. Edgar Cuero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cuero hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Cuero is out. Robert scores. Sosa moves to second. 1 out. It's 6-2, Cubs. Tim Elko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Elko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Elko strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Brooks Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Baldwin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Baldwin hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Baldwin is out. The game is over. The final score. Chicago Cubs, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.